Are you relatively new in medical sales, or maybe you're very, very young looking and you're worried that customers may perceive you as not having much inexperience? And you know, when you're dealing with healthcare professionals who have lots of experience, that makes you uncomfortable, really, really nervous. This is something I get asked about a lot. How do I overcome my perception of youth and inexperience to have credibility with doctors and other healthcare professionals? That's what I'll be talking about on today's episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel here on YouTube. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, which you can also access at my website at medicalsalestraining.com. Just click on where it says watch and read, and you will find a listing of all the videos I have on my website. And if you haven't looked through that, may I recommend it could be something that could be very, very helpful to you moving forward. So youth and inexperience. There's a funny story about President Ronald Reagan, if you weren't around during that era, when he was debating Walter Mondale. It's the Reagan story on youth and inexperience. During Reagan's presidential debate with Walter Mondale, the moderator asked, "If elected, you'll be the oldest president ever elected. Is there any doubt in your mind that you'd be able to function in such circumstances?" Reagan responded, "Not at all. I will not make age an issue in this campaign. I will not exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience." Mondale laughed, and the audience laughed and applauded. It was a home run statement for Reagan, who drove home the point that experience, with some gray hairs, matters. Look, we all like experience. Experience means the person we're dealing with has been there before, seen it before, and usually has had more practice dealing with the issue we want addressed. For example, if you are going to have surgery, do you want someone fresh out of residency or someone who has been doing it for years? For me, the answer is, it depends. There are many gifted surgeons who come out of residence or fellowship. There are some who have mastered their decision-making and surgical skills and perform better than many with more experience. We just know that experience often means better outcomes, but not always. If you're new with a company and in a territory and also very young, or you look young, or maybe you have lots of experience, but the customer doesn't know you very well, hasn't worked with you, you'll need to prove yourself. But the reality is, you don't need to prove yourself any less or any more than someone who is older or who has more experience. What matters is how the customer perceives you. If you're new, you want to get a start on building that perception the right way. So the first thing you should do is dye your hair gray, just like mine, or maybe just a little bit around the temple if you don't want to go full white like I have here. This will go a long way. And if you're a man, nothing says wisdom like a gray beard and pipe. So you might want to consider growing a gray beard, or growing your beard and dyeing it gray and smoking a pipe. I don't advocate smoking. In fact, I advocate not smoking, but if you want to have that look of wisdom, maybe the gray beard and the pipe will do it for you. Folks, I hope you know I'm kidding. These outward things only matter until you start talking. What matters to your customers the most when it comes to working with medical reps is competency. Competency means you've taken the time to learn what you need to know. What is that? Well, your product and service. You need to know it at a very deep level. You don't ever want to be in a situation where the customer knows your product better than you do, unless your customer is one of the designers or inventors. It's really bad when your customer knows it better than you, and it makes you look pretty silly. The specialty where you sell, you want to know something about that. Now, you don't have to be an expert. No one expects you to know what the doctor knows or the technician knows or whomever you're selling to. They do this for a full-time living. They probably had years of education and training to acquire the level of knowledge they have. But you have to have a strong familiarity with the specialty, and you must have a level of competency with your knowledge of that specialty as it relates to using your product or service. You certainly want to be familiar with the procedure where your product is used. You also want to know the indications, the approved indications, and be able to discuss them fluently for your product and with your customer. Now, here's the thing. A lot of sales reps read over the material. They learn the indications. They study. But there's one thing they don't do. They don't practice. So when they go to discuss the approved indications, they might stutter or stammer, and it makes them look like they're not competent, makes them look like they're lacking confidence, in fact. What else do you need to know? Got off on a tangent there, and I'm going to talk about this again in a moment. But you need to know something about the competition, because your customer might be using a competitive product right now. You also have to know the economic issues, because in healthcare today, this is very, very important. Getting back to what I said earlier, a key sign of your competency, your ability to speak fluently about your product and what you need to know. Only one way to make this happen: study and practice. Practice articulating the key selling points out loud. Don't just read them and assume you know them. You'll mess up, you'll stammer and stutter, which makes you look incompetent and unsure of yourself. One other thing, look professional. In other words, dress professionally. Wear what's appropriate for your market. Wear business clothes when selling in a clinic or business environment. If you work in the OR, save the scrubs for the OR or other clinical environment. Pros wear business attire when making sales calls. I know you may have been told differently, and in fact, some companies actually provide their sales reps with scrubs. But I can tell you from having myriad conversations with physicians, surgeons, dentists, they like sales reps who look professional. It makes them feel like the sales rep cares about everything they do. And you will be judged by everything you do. If you're new and inexperienced, you want everything in your favor. You must look professional, and you must act and speak confidently in everything you do as well. Let me give you an example about this. A few years ago, one of my neighbors who owned an airline asked me to speak to his class of pilots. I don't know why. I do something totally different, but I guess I've done a lot of public speaking, and he wanted me to inspire them and motivate them. But before I got up to speak, my neighbor spoke to them first. And here's what he told them. He said, "Everything you do will be judged by the passengers, and you are already at a disadvantage. For one thing, you are flying 19-seat turboprop aircraft. You are not flying jets. Turboprops, or airplanes with propellers, tend to make a lot of passengers nervous. Even those who are comfortable flying on jets might get a little nervous on turboprops. So you have to do everything in your favor to be professional." What does this mean? It means wearing a clean, pressed uniform and wearing your hat when you're not in the cockpit. You want to look like a professional. How you react, how you speak to the passengers must show confidence and competence. In other words, everything you do matters. And I think that the CEO of the airline really drove the point home. And I said, this absolutely applies to people who sell to physicians and other healthcare professionals. Because a physician or a healthcare professional they're going to depend upon you to provide them with a product that they're going to use to treat a patient, whether they're actually using it themselves or prescribing it for the patient to use on their own. And they have to have confidence, because the last thing they want to do is provide the patient with something that won't work or will work incompletely or might cause harm. They have to have a level of confidence there. And one of the things they look for is, how well does the sales rep know what he or she is supposed to know? How well do they communicate the information that is so necessary for them to be able to convey to the people who ultimately have the responsibility of providing patient care? And this leads me to ask this question. If you are perceived as being youthful and maybe not having a lot of experience, how do you overcome the perception of youth and inexperience? Well, you always have to be professional 100% of the time. Stay focused on solving the customer's problems. Ask great questions that demonstrate a good base of knowledge. They don't expect you to know everything, but you want to be able to ask good questions that bring you valuable information. Speak from a place of experience by using relevant industry stories. How are other customers using your product to solve their problems and treat their patients? If asked about your previous experience, be honest. Don't commit MSU, making shit up. Forgive me for using an expletive, but I want it to be memorable, and I want to drive home the point. MSU doesn't work. Tell the truth. You get to choose what you focus on. Focus on experience in your past that relates to solving the customer's and the patient's problem. And be prepared. Don't ever wing it. If you're less than prepared, or less prepared than your competitors, all you'll do is make your competition look good. You don't want to do that. You want to make you look good. One area of preparation most reps overlook is in their selling skills. If you haven't been formally trained in the essential medical sales skills, your results will suffer. But I've created an easy way for you to get these skills, maintain these skills, and get ongoing support during and after your training. It's called Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is my online 24/7, 365 training and support platform for medical sales professionals. It's affordable, and it allows you to train at your convenience and keep your skills sharp throughout your career. Check it out at medicalsalesacademy.com. It's right here, medicalsalesacademy.com. And if you have any questions, be sure to contact me either by email or call me, and I'll make sure you get your questions answered. It's that important. So, I want to thank you for spending some time with me on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Youth and inexperience, so what? It'll just make the older and more experienced reps jealous when you start stealing business from them, because you're prepared and you come across as professional. And under those circumstances, a little youth certainly doesn't hurt. But then again, the gray hair, that doesn't hurt either. Whatever you have, use it to your favor. But most importantly, use it. That's the whole point of listening to these podcasts and watching these videos, to be able to apply it in the field. So if you're going out today, this afternoon, tomorrow, how are you going to use what you learned today? That's what matters. Apply it. You will be amazed at what it will do for your medical sales. Hey, that's what I do. I'm Mace Haroff, the medical sales guy, and I am thrilled that you spent some time with me on this podcast. So, as you move forward in your medical sales career, don't forget that whatever you do, nothing is more important than who? The patient. That's right. Why? Because ultimately, that's why healthcare exists. Get out there and make a difference, and you will be richly rewarded for it. For the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube, I'm Mace Haroff. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.